Hello and welcome to another episode of The Unscripted Truth. I am your host, the host and creator of the show. I am Afola Oluwashade, and today we're talking about celebration of life. I learned something new about grief. I learned that it is very common for people to focus on the circumstances surrounding the death of someone very dear to them. You know, how the death, their exit could have been better, how it could have been avoided, you know, depending on the situation, the age, the circumstances. It is very possible to spend the first few years after losing someone of importance to us. It is very possible and common to spend the first few years just grieving and going over the details of their death, of their exit, over and over again. And many times we don't realize how long this goes on for. And when that happens, you know, it is very possible to lose so much time that we could use to celebrate their lives. And here's what I mean. There's no manual for grieving, to be honest, because when you feel like you have a hang on this thing called emotions, you know, called life, you know, things just spring up on you, things you feel like you've dealt with. And I feel like grief is like that a lot, you know. But what I mean by celebration of life here is not if you can afford to celebrate them physically, throwing a party, good for you, you can do that. If I have money, I will celebrate those people every time I get the chance. But what I mean by celebration here is acknowledgement of the fact that they lived, you know, they lived a full life, you know, excuse me, depending on how long it is that they lived with you, they had moments that were separate from their death. I don't know if that makes sense, you know. I lost my grandma when I was 15, and before her death, she had started to forget everyone, forget everything, you know. And this was, I really struggled with the fact that someone who was my best friend, we're best friends, didn't remember who I was. She always called me someone else's name or something else. And we all knew it wasn't her fault. There was nothing we could do about it, which was the harder part. So for many years, you know, I struggled with how she went, you know, especially as I became an adult. I kept focusing on how, if I was an adult, if I was in a better position, I could have made things more comfortable for her. I could have avoided so many things. You know, I focused on that for so long that I started to forget that my grandma was someone who loved to sing. You know, she attended this apostolic church, and they had this Yoruba hymn book. She was very instrumental to my learning to speak, sing, and read Yoruba. So every time that I brought out this book, she always taught me a new song, a new hymn in the book. And she had a very small voice for an old woman. To be honest, I remember thinking that, oh my God, her voice was so tiny. And I had started to forget because I kept focusing on the fact that she didn't remember my name, or she couldn't take care of herself like she used to. I forgot that she loved when I played with her hair. I did not know what I was doing, but I remember her hair was gray and softer than cotton wool, and I loved playing with it. And then she would sit there and allow me to do whatever it is I wanted to do, and she would carry it for the entire week until I was ready to do it the next weekend. And I mean, today I dabble in hair, but I don't know, that time feels like a time that she allowed me to express myself, and I'd started to forget that. I forgot that my grandma was the type of person that always reminded me that she was always thinking of me. And it wasn't in her words or in her actions. It wasn't in her words. She wasn't a very vocal person in that regard. But every time we saw, every time we met, my grandmother always had something for me. You know, it wasn't always money. It was often sweet or biscuit that she felt like I was going to like, or a new pen to take to school because she sold them, so she always had extra. And she just always had something. I don't know if my cousins and my brothers had the same experience, but I did. This was my experience, and I had started to forget because I focused on all the things that happened around her death. I forgot to celebrate her life. And I've started to look at a lot more people that I've lost over the years like that. I've started to try to start focusing on the moments we had, the good times we had, rather than the things that I couldn't help. You know, don't get it wrong. These emotions of, oh, what are the things I could do better or could have done better? You know, they are necessary. Number one, to process the loss. Number two, you know, the lessons will come in handy with other people. Or even if it's something you could have done after their death that could have at least eased their passing. You know, all of these emotions are important. But I can't dictate how you grieve. I just want to let you know that while you grieve, don't forget to celebrate their lives. Don't forget to celebrate that they were here. I feel like that would even help you. You know, don't forget to acknowledge that they existed apart from how they died. Okay? So that's that on today's episode. I am Afola Oluwashade on all social media platforms. That includes Instagram and Twitter. That's all, Abi. I know there are more, but that's where I'm at. Instagram and Twitter. Also, my podcast is now available as a radio show, currently airing on Ibadan Radio every Wednesday by 3 p.m. Until I come your way again with another interesting thing to talk about, I remain Folashade and enjoy. Have an amazing life. Bye.